Shukr.
Okay, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Renato Lukac. I'm coming from Gimnazija Murska Sobota. Here is agenda for today's presentation. I will make short introduction and then we will have a look at curriculum in Slovenian high schools. We will take a look at model at my school, some web manuals which I made for teaching and questionnaire which I'm doing every year. And then we will have a look at advantages and problems and we will make some conclusions and at the end I will be available for you for questions and I will give you, I hope, some answers. My work, how can I describe my work? I'm a physics teacher, but in heart I'm still for informatics. I was always interested for computers more than for physics. So some mixture, some fun mixture. I have been teaching 13 years, so I have some experience. And since 1994, I'm in touch with Linux. And actually, I'm not in touch. I'm working all the time on Linux. First, I introduced some servers, and after this, I'm teaching now also on Linux and all open source software. So I have some background in this. I have to go back and start again. Mouse is crucial point here. What is my motivation for open source? If you are teacher, then you understand what is the motivation. I don't need to explain you again. Some good teacher is ready to give his knowledge for free away, and he not asking for money, etc. And yes, approximately. We have to survive, but it is this idea that I see a nice correlation between teaching and software development. And I was surprised before 10 years that Linux had this idea also to give the source away. And since then I'm really working just on open source. Okay. I used to work all the time with my keyboard and here I need to use mouse, which is some dodgy company, but okay. There was some project called OKO. This project's supposed to introduce open source software to Slovenian schools, but they had some problems, unfortunately, last year. And since then we are status quo, or let's say we don't have any official support by government. So there are just few enthusiastic teachers on Slovenian high schools which are supporting introduction of open source so far. And there is a project called Pingo. Pingo is Slovenian distribution of Linux. There was also some Jews Pingo, I remember, before 15, 20 years. Okay, let's have a look at Slovenian curriculum. First, we need to understand what kind of population is coming to our high schools. From primary schools, we have pupils which have optional subject called computer science, 3 times 35 hours, and these are the topics. They can choose this. Some are coming with one of these topics, some have two, some have three, some none. So we have very different population. And therefore we have in schools or secondary schools, whatever we're calling this, so for better understanding, this is age 15 to 19. We have their IT, informatics. In technical schools, so far as I know, 70 hours, but I heard some information they canceled this, or I don't know, I'm not sure. My colleagues here can perhaps explain what is nowadays situation. This is the information from official website of our ministry. In grammar school, where I'm teaching, this is like gymnasium, if you understand this, it's supposed to be the best schools. Our ministry has, the government has wished to have 40% of population in these schools, but I think the number is slightly smaller. Anyway, we have in these schools, in grammar schools, 70 hours, 18 hours theory and 52 hours practice. And then they have optional 210 hours. But usually they don't take this hour. So what we have in these high schools is a population mostly with 70 hours of informatics, or I'll call this just short IT. So 52 hours of practice looks like this. We have work in graphical environment. We have file system. We are trying to train on something about file system. Then we have something, what they are calling presentation of information, actually written graphical and sonic presentation. Or in our everyday words, this is word processor, spreadsheet tool, presentation tool, drawing tool, HTML editor, and at the end, each student or pupil, they have to make some project work, and this project work, they should show that they are well trained in all these tools. So they have to use all these tools and show in one work and present this work in front of class, and so this is how we are checking their skills at the end. My model at my school is that I'm using this Pingo, Linux distribution, Slovenia. we try something to explain about KDA, about graphical environment, just a little bit, so that they know how to do this. Then a little bit about file system, how to copy, move, erase files and directories. We are using for this Windows Conquer and for word processor, spreadsheet tools and presentation tools and of course drawing tools. You can imagine we are using OpenOffice.org. So this is most important thing. And also, if you would look in ours, this is the majority of ours. So this office suite is crucial point in this training. And for HTML editor, I'm using Mozilla. I could also use something else. Okay, it's still nice to know something other. Okay, and how we are teaching this 2 hours, I'm using for every topic. My way to prepare this was how to prepare the best teaching. I prepared some work manual so they can from home access to these web manuals and train. They can also train at home. And also all the teachers can take this manual. And my work was supported also by some by government, Slovenian government, and result is this what I call Pinguini School Informatics, is like with penguins through informatics. And we could have a look at this. I put some snapshots in this presentation, but this is just for the people who will have a look. With web, we can have a look at in browser, of course, how it works. It is Slovenian, but don't worry, you will understand the pictures. And we'll go not into deep into this. Just that you have feeling what is there. For each topic, we have hours topic. What are the goals of this hour? And what will be new knowledge and then are exercises, concrete exercises, and at the end, useful links where they can read more about this. my way of teaching is that I'm presenting them this manual, and then I'm showing all the new skills. So in next hour, I will not show again something what I showed last time, only the new skills every forever are. And not exactly what is in exercise, something, but that they could see, this is, I have to do this. Some topics are really hard. You can imagine bibliography, for example, is for them science. So I have to repeat this twice, three times maybe. So, but okay, this is how I'm doing. And then they have rest of 2 hours, they can do this. Exercises and train. They can help each other. They can also ask me to help them. It is important that at the end of these 2 hours, they have done all these exercises to show that they know how to use, that they are available to redo these skills. Of course, we have some examinations and etc., but we are not going now deep into this. First 2 hours were about PDA, something, now is something. In third and fourth hours is something about Conqueror, how to use the file system, and then something very similar again. After a few years of teaching, I noticed what is the problem, and file system is still for them something. Not so easy. PDA, they are aware of using PDA in, like this in half an hour. And they are also able to start games without showing them. So. And after this, you can see already in 7th hour, I'm starting with OpenOffice with such a simple explanation of what are the toolbars, buttons, etc. And then they have already to do, to change the fonts, properties, styles, etc. And we are going then deeper every hour. Here's for example how they are including graphics into Writer and into these tables, graphs, different equations. Indexes, different indexes, this is something what they don't like actually. But okay, after some training they are able to use this also. And some other things. Okay, let's go back to the presentation. We can skip now these pictures. Okay. And at the end of the year, I'm trying to get information, back information about their skills, how they were happy with training. And these questions are quite general, but as I mentioned, the main point of teaching in IT in first year in high school is that students are able to use particularly Office Suite. So the questions are tightly connected to OpenOffice. The first question is about proportion between theory and training. We have, as you remember perhaps, 18 hours theory and 52 hours training. So as you can see, majority is quite happy with this, and there are some still who thinks that there is too much theory, and here perhaps some girls who think that there is not enough theory still. It would be nice to make some deeper study of this, but I have a feeling that girls, they like to learn more from books theory. They are happy to learn, and some don't like really computers. How was training on Linux and OpenOffice? What is their opinion about this training? here is quite nice result again. Aha, here in yellow box is the result from previous year. Yes, so we have on the bigger graph is about the results from last year, 2004-05, and this is from a year before. So here is again majority, quite happy. We can see nice progress in quite good direction. And this is a question about training. What do they like on training? You can see that they like the new ideas. They learn something new. They learn something what is different. If they are with their friends on drink outside, they could say, yeah, we are learning Linux and open office. Wow, not something what they learned before or what their parents are using. So this is for me quite a nice sign that that students like to have something what is different. And this is actually, in general, is this program. If you are a teacher and you like to, and somebody will tell you that you need to learn something new. Most of my friends are quite conservative. Why should I learn new tools? Will I be paid maybe for this? Okay, but you can see that youth is quite happy with new technology. And this part is also very important. So they appreciate that they have time for relaxation. I'm trying to make the exercises simple so that they don't suffer too much. They are aware, they could sort out the exercises in 1 hour, plus minus few minutes, and then they are free. They can do whatever they want, except three things: no pornography, no piracy, and no games. But for games, I slightly changed my strategy already. Because at the end I have quite hard criticism about this, and now I'm giving sometime then 15 minutes or 20 that they could also play games. It is important, but this was my mistake, I think, at the beginning. And you can see that they are quite happy that there are no viruses. This is very important. They have a lot of problems at home. They are asking almost every hour, yes, what should I do now? I have this virus and this and this. The answer is simple, use Linux. And here are some other answers which are not that significant. If we compare this with previous result here on the right button, you can see some correlation, so there's not significant difference. And this is question about what do they not like on training. They're quite concerned about this, that they don't have Linux at home. And you can see here this column, they are missing Microsoft software, some software which is related to Microsoft platform. I'm quite surprised about this, because what we are teaching in our school is particularly OpenOffice and Mozilla. They could put these tools to Microsoft platform. But I think they have enough time, free time, and they are missing some other software which is not related to curriculum. That's why this is so high. Maybe I should improve my exercises next year and we could see them. The changes. Okay, and if we compare this with previous result, you see here they complain that they don't have enough games. No, now it's slightly better. So I have done at least one good thing in last year. Again, if we compare this with this, what they like and what they don't like, there is. You need to be aware of the number of answer here, which is 80, about 80, oops, and here it about 55, so they are more happy than not happy. Okay, this is some question which was done only before 2 years. Before 2 years there was this project OKO, and we gave them a free Linux distribution. They could take 4 CDs or 5 CDs, complete distribution of Pingo. As we can see, 40%, about 40% did not take this CD. It's a hopeless source. And then we have here about 2/3 which took these CD-ROMs, and about half of them were not successful. So what can we conclude from this? It is, before 2 years, Linux was still too complicated for installing at home. But in the school, we don't have enough time to go through the installation process. You know that sometimes this can be very tricky, particularly if the parents do have same computer and they have there some important data for them important. This is quite risky. Okay, successful installations, but removed later, were about 10% of total. And what was the happy outcome is this: 15% did install, and they had at the end of the year still use this distribution. So some would say this is not a lot, 15%, but 40% did not took CD-ROM, so it is not so bad.
How many was the total amount of people?
Total amount was about 120. Mm-hmm. This is my population. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So from my point of view, it is nice. Nice outcome still. And they are not alone at home. They are showing these parents, relatives, etc. Last week, one of my colleagues who is teaching also physics, he's not very well into informatics, but he asked me to install on some Windows computer in his lab OpenOffice. I did ask him, OpenOffice, are you kidding? Did you not make some mistake? Some other office? No, OpenOffice. Why? I'm using it. Why are you using OpenOffice? You could have from school official version as a teacher at home from some other company. He said, no, my son is using this. You infected him last year, and I saw this nice software. It is free, and I'm using it. Okay, well, so I was quite surprised about this result. Okay, the next question. How is their plan about using open source software, Linux and OpenOffice, in the future? As you can see, 52%, so about half, they say, yes, depending on the needs. There are about 10%, yes, always, if possible, and here are about 40% who say never, only if necessary. And the result from previous year was better. I think the reason was that the CD-ROMs were here. This is how important it is that you gave them free materials. They can still download the Pingo now from internet, but if you give them CD-ROMs, you have better chance. If you give them books, you would have even better chance. This is how this, I feel from this power of propaganda, or whatever, how we are calling this, but it is important to give them something in hand, not only link. What is nice outcome here? Here still, we could say something like 2/3, which are very flexible, particularly this, yes, depending on the needs. You can see that they are very flexible. They are not limited. They are open. This is something what I really appreciate. And here is the outcome of rating their progress for using IT. About 35% are very happy. They say that their progress is excellent. half is successful and satisfying is here only 15%, and here is something what we can actually neglect. And by comparing this with previous result, it is actually again better. I think this opinion is particularly related that they are coming now from primary school with better knowledge. I feel this from by training. I can see that they are every year much better. So maybe I could really improve my exercises and make them a little bit difficult. If they like to have informatics in higher class, I mentioned that they have only in first class 70 hours, and then they have about 210 hours as an option. And as you can see, 25% would like to have this, even if this is not practiced in my school. In last 10 years, we have only last year in fourth class. So this is problem of our school system, because we have at the end some external examination, Matura, Abitur in German, and they are very, very nervous at the end. They like to prepare themselves particularly for Matura, and not some, they are neglecting then all other activities, except parties at home, of course. And yes, we can see that after first year, they are quite happy to have informatics in higher class. 35%, and here we have only about a quarter which are not ready to have IT. And here is still 40% which do not know. They will maybe choose informatics. We have to do some nice presentations, and we could get also from them something. So this is quite a good result. And as I mentioned, at the end of our 4-year study, we have some external examination. And till now, actually this year also not, they do not have possibility to make exam in IT, but this generation from last year will have opportunity. So here is, we are missing the question from previous year, because there are no possibility to have this examination, but the last generation they do have, and we can see quite surprise result. About 30% are do like to have this examination in IT, not in some other subject. So we have to use this population, and we have to give them a possibility to have these exams. Now we should have some look at advantages and problems. I hope there will be not many problems. First advantage, of course, it is free. And they could have at home same copy, they could distribute this copy. And then it is very important that we have localization also in OpenOffice. First year, I made some mistake. I used with the English version. And I was not aware that some students were without any hours of English before from primary school. So at the end was some quite high criticism about language. They do not understand what is in graphical environment. So after this mistake, I'm using all the time as much as possible in our Slovenian language. But okay, for me it was something logical. Yes, you can see this file, and these are so general topics, but okay, the feedback was clear. You should use Slovenian language as much as possible. What is very important, this software is available for Linux and Microsoft. So even if you are using OpenOffice in the school on Linux, they can make training at home on OpenOffice, which is on Microsoft, and also Mozilla and some other software, GIMP or whatever. This is very important. Because they like to have feeling that they are safe. Mm. It's not that important that they are really training at home, because they have, I think, they have enough time in the school. But they have good feeling, you know. Just something like backup. Something like guardian angel. They know, I will use this. And what is important from this, if you would teach them on some commercial system, they would not buy these things just to have a backup at home. They would steal this piracy. This is how we can avoid to stimulate piracy. Indirectly. What is plus and minus, some advantage and problem compatibility to by importing and exporting some other formats? There are some limitations. Everything cannot be imported well, particularly macros and some complicated things. On the other hand, there is some limited, or I would say very good compatibility. From my point of view, this is much more advantage than a problem. Okay, it is advantage with some smaller problems still. And of course there are some smaller problems in OpenOffice, like word counting just for some part of text, or we had some problem with bibliography, etc. But okay, these are not that important things. Very important is this possibility to export PDF. And what is problem quite often is that it is not common suite for people, also for the students. They are at the end quite scared. I'm using not OpenOffice.org. Then they are a little bit scared at the beginning, but at the end of the year you could see that they are quite happy with outcome. And I'm much more concerned about my colleagues than about the students, about these options. The students are very flexible, and where my colleagues are not that flexible. And my conclusions here, I can say that OpenOffice.org is excellent suite. It's excellent. And it is appropriate for our schools, so it fits to our curriculum, because in our curriculum we don't have any word about the tools. It is only written, yes, you should learn about word processor, change in fonts, etc., etc. Not there is nothing about tools. Tools are decision by the teachers. I could take whatever I want. From my point of view, localization is essential. And I heard something about ECDL certificate. I think if our government will accept this certificate as official, then it is crucial that also OpenOffice is well included. Well, in this procedure. I don't know much about this, that's why I'm avoiding this important topic, ECDL. And as I mentioned, OpenOffice is free and we don't stimulate this piracy. This is very important. Even if piracy is not that much, that big problem in Slovenia, but as a teacher in the school, I see very important role.
How much is because piracy is something that companies tend to discuss. It's not really an issue of the company. I think what is actual opportunity with open office is to stimulate the openness and sharing knowledge, which I guess goes beyond the problem of economic problem of piracy. Because I mean, consumer doesn't win or lose if there's more piracy or less piracy. The companies are getting hurt because they tend to think on economic value.
What I think, what he says, that he's a teacher and he needs to submit ethical behavior.
Yeah.
Yes.
So it's more like ethics, not commercial or things like that.
Yeah, but that's basically my point. I mean, if the pushing the culture of openness,
mm-hmm.
of sharing technology, of sharing knowledge,
mm-hmm.
will basically put the students in a more ethical environment.
Yeah, I agree. Yes, and you? About who is winning money, as far as I've heard, they are just taking this, I don't like these things, but okay. I've heard that in Slovenia, the companies do not have interest to fight with piracy. Only taxation system is concerned about this. This is what I've heard unofficially. It is unofficial opinion. Okay, and so far I finished my presentation. At the end, I would like to thank the organizer for giving me the opportunity to speak here, and of course you for your attention. Thank you. Any question? If you have.
I came late to the
mm-hmm.
You just, I guess that at the beginning you actually explained what were you trying to do, how was the project of all these exercises and all these statistics.
Yes.
How long did it take for you to come up with this concept? Was it a 2-year process?
No, it is 3 years,
mm-hmm.
full 2 years, something more, but 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
Short answer. Yes.
Do you use any books on the subject, or just your knowledge and the website you showed?
There is a Slovenian book which is in PDF available on the internet for OpenOffice, and also for Linux. So they have opportunity, and they can buy this book.
Because normal subjects in school, they have
yes,
required or recommended books.
I'm recommending them.
Ah.
I said, I like books a lot, but I said always to the students, this is what I'm recommending them. You can buy this, or you can go to drink or whatever, and if you are enough clever, it's their decision. But yes, there are Slovenian books about this. And also, OKO should produce some results, but unfortunately, the project is stopped. Yes, please.
Is this website of yours is it available in public?
Yes, of course.
But only in Slovenian.
In Slovenian, yes. So you are not any more interested.
We are.
Yes, maybe for ideas, not what to put in.
You mentioned that away from our office, you also teaching some other open office source tools. Can you mention, you said Mozilla, is there any other?
These are the main things, official. And then when we have enough time, then we are playing a little bit around. What they like to test is multimedia tools. They like to listen to MP3s, they like to have a look to some movies, Amplia, and some are interested for developing software, very, very rare. We tried also something, how to put together sound and video, Cinerella and Audacity, so these are the main. And they like to look around these menus, and then they are starting something interesting, and when they stuck, they ask me what is this and this and this. So there are many interesting questions, and if it is in general interesting, then I'm showing this also. We are doing this just individual.
Като съм изкупрал, ще почна да ви помниш, че занимаме копия убийство, а беше тази програма порадна, признавам пред министърто съществува, как ще са можности да би се то решили, и как ще не спърди, че наше министърство се бори с Microsoft. Боле.
Shall I translate this? He's asking me about it's officially recognize this program. It was supported by Zavodzhashorstvo, or part of government, which is for
partner
or
department for education.
I don't know how to exactly say it. So it is officially. It was officially project. What is their official statement about this? I don't know, but as I mentioned, in curriculum there is nothing about tools. It is choice, your choice. I can, as a teacher, I can choose any tool. Important is that I am fulfilling the requirements which are in curriculum official. Curriculum is something, what do we have? No, I will not show, but it is officially on their website, and it says the students has to, at the end, know how to prepare text document, how to put graphics in, how to show this and this and this and this. This is important. Not how they are doing this. It's just important that they are aware.
Ampak
odgovorno. The question was if it is choice of the teachers. Yes, the teachers can decide what he will use, but he has to achieve the skills. Let me know how they are doing. 99%. Yes. It sounds quite dodgy, but yes, this is how the situation is.
Is it possible that the students who use OpenOffice to use OpenOffice in other areas of your school, or even in the national language, if they have to send some documents to their student, to the teachers, can they send an open document or OpenOffice document, or they have to send a Microsoft Office document?
PDF is nice trick. I'm teaching also physics. All are coming proud to me. Can I print out here in your lab open office document? Open office, yes. It is one small plus. Okay, yes. It depends on the teacher, not? Right? But with PDF there is no problem. That's why they like to make their seminar works in open office. Because they can export simply by one button.
Yes, some of teachers
they like to have
in Microsoft a doc and this particular font and all the nonsense. Okay.
I noticed that there are many still using OpenOffice after this. Some, not some, yes, depends. I forgot to answer the question before I came up. My manuals are officially available. I will send the link also to Okolist, where are most teachers who are interested for open source.
Now, in the graph that you showed, it shows a high level of resistance on part of the teachers. It was the yellow area, some of those pie charts. It was support a big issue because we have so much resistance.
This questionnaire is related only to students.
Oh, okay. So those are not teachers?
No.
Right. You mentioned your colleagues.
Yes, but we know how is our environment, so the biggest problem is our brains. Mm-hmm. We are not ready to change something. Why shall we change?
But is it a question of support or is it
It is also a question of support. And many of them did
hard work before 5 years to start with using computers, and now if you tell them they should learn again something new, they are quite upset with this. Even if you would tell them that they need to install a new version of actual suite, this is a problem in heads. And our headmaster, they told us before 2 weeks that there are some teachers who are not preparing still the examinations with computers. They're still writing by hand, which is, you can see where it's...
Now, do you think it's a matter of sensitization towards technology? Just because even on a Windows environment, you need, for security reasons, to keep updating, upgrading your system. And most people don't.
Yes. I don't think that this is a problem. Actually, I think that Linux distribution could be much more safer than...
Oh yeah, no doubt about that. Even if you're using a Linux machine, you're prompt to upgrade
yes.
and keep installing
yes.
new software just because of security reasons.
Yes.
So it's not really a question of Windows versus Linux. It's more a question of culture in IT, as best practices in IT, for example, to keep current with it. It's a matter of sensitization of force technology that is the real issue that should be added at this point.
Yes.
But,
yes. Yes. I could agree, yes.
Like for example, the support, because the things I deal a lot with, or I used to deal a lot with home users,
mm-hmm.
and some of the issues are basically that they don't keep their system up to date,
mm-hmm.
and they get caught by viruses, and they get caught by problems. And so the lack of understanding of why do I need a password, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Why do I have to actually memorize this number or things like that? It's basically things that they will come up as they actually use more of the technology. So civilization of technology is an issue on this level.
Yes,
yes.
Yes, yes. Agree.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You mentioned, I'm from Romania. And in Romania, we're in the beginning of this introducing IT to teachers and to students as well. And you mentioned that 5 years ago, all the teachers had to go through a process of learning computers and stuff. And I was wondering, how was it then here? I mean, the training, was it done officially or?
Yes.
And was it from a certain company and was it free from that company?
There was a project RO, Regionalne Szkoły Pismeniowania, and you had there quite long list of different courses, like basics for internet, advanced course for internet, basics for word processor, advanced blah, blah, blah. And
but they were offered in that special suite, not, you didn't
yes.
have an option.
No,
you
no,
couldn't
no,
go
no
and
option.
Take,
yes. no, no, no,
for
no,
example,
no.
Open Office.
This was done before, let's see, this was from 93 till 2000 about where
because
this...
From what you're saying, I see an opportunity, for example, in Romania, if we could get a breakthrough to the government
uh-huh.
and give them an option, they could take it in Open Office.
Mm-hmm.
And if teachers would have this
mm-hmm.
this view that they have an option and they can share it with the children, I think it it would be much better.
So you are not at the level...
We're starting it.
Uh-huh,
we're starting
there
it.
Is
and I was thinking
chance now.
If you were to give teachers not only
mm-hmm.
the ways of how to use them, but also tools like plans,
uh-huh.
so templates
uh-huh.
for planning
uh-huh.
and stuff like that,
uh-huh.
And integrate them in the distribution
uh-huh.
and give them with the
uh-huh.
distribution. You've got plans there, you've
yes.
got everything.
Yes.
Then it might
yes.
tempt them more.
Yes, this is your chance.
Yeah, could be.
It could be, because at the level of where are we now, it is hard to change them, yes.
Yeah.
The
problem is to switch.
Yes.
Switch to learn something new.
Yeah.
You don't have to learn something new.
stimulation, motivation.
Yes, they have no stimulation. They think, especially for teachers, they think that they should be paid to learn something more, to teach something new.
I know. I am a teacher. I know that.
This is the problem.
But the thing is right now that the open office community in Romania doesn't have the means, the financial means,
yes,
of doing something so great like training people all over Romania.
Mm-hmm.
The others do, and they will.
Mm-hmm.
So it's
problem,
it's a big problem, but I mean the opportunity exists, and I'm just thinking that.
We had here, for example, in each region, like main school for teaching, and there were teachers trained to train other.
Yes.
So we had in each region schools and teachers who.
Yeah, for majors, for.
Yes.
For
yes.
Majors. Yes.
And this was quite a long time, and we got through this process.
Now, are you organized? Because some countries are organized on distributed. Where there's different regions, and each region have their own ministry of education. But other countries, they have just one ministry of education for the whole country. And those are the ones that think they want to do the policy. Do you know what is the case in Slovenia?
They have one ministry.
I guess the country is small enough for that. I mean,
2 million.
Right. The population of 2 million.
Even one ministry is too much.
But it's a one big building.
So I guess and since this project was sponsored by that ministry, I guess they're open to that kind of information.
Yeah. Yes, please.
Do you also use open office in your physics lessons?
Yes. Yeah, it's excellent.
Have you seen or have you looked for actually resources to teach alternative science like physics for open office? Have you find that different? Or have you, do you think there's a need for that? For example, you use open office in your physics lessons.
Yes.
But let's say that those physics lessons are publicly available. You can just get not just physics but mathematics and whatever else. And do you think there is a need for that at this point or maybe in the future?
Nice thing is, as I mentioned, PDF.
Mm-hmm.
I'm giving them PDF away. If somebody is interested, I'm giving all the source.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a problem. Or if they like to have some other format, I can export even this. But in physics, it is important, particularly what is inside. They are not so much interested about technology. This is just a formal thing. They are interested for.
Because they're not interested in what they're running. Sometimes mm-hmm. actually an opportunity to run up an office.
Mm-hmm.
So like football, you might want to download an office where you can work with this period and just make sure.
Mm-hmm. It's easiest just to put them in PDF and.
Right, but we have some information.
Yes, no. I see that. Okay, if there are not any more questions, I will conclude now. Thank you once again. And if somebody has some question, we can discuss at some coffee or beer, whatever. Outside.
That's not a big
deal. Yes. Thank you.